Hello, everybody who is listening out there. This is KC's Talk Tuesday podcast. Here, speaking from the beautiful outdoors, enjoying a lovely day, about 78 degrees here in Los Angeles. Let's look at the concept behind a joke. I mean, we all love them, and we all love to laugh at them. I mean, I also have a few favorites myself. You know, why was 6 afraid of 9? Because 7 ate 9. Or, did you guys hear about the Italian chef who passed away? We all love a good joke, here and there. But, is there ever a limit? And how do we know when we have passed it? Looking at an event that occurred a year ago, Louis C.K., a famous comedian, was accused of sexual assault by 5 women back in 2017. Many were shocked by it, but also many were not. It has been said that he has made jokes about a topic relating to sexual assault, a joke about a rape whistle. Wow. He made this joke in the Comedy Cellar, a comedy club. Now, can you imagine that? Just wow, absolutely shocking. Imagine being somebody sitting in the audience and having to listen to this quote-unquote joke. I myself would honestly be very concerned about him and how he thinks it's acceptable to make such a joke. Now, the good news is that some people do realize the problem with this. Comedian Cameron Esposito addresses the issue while doing an interview with PBS NewsHour. She tackles sexual assault in her new special of Rape Jokes. She's making sure that voices of survivors are being heard, and she even shares her own story of sexual assault. She believes that most comedians who use rape as a joke don't usually have an experience towards it or really consider any other person's emotions about it. They're usually uneducated on the topic itself. This interview that occurred on July 1st, 2018 will always be important to those who are survivors because they can relate to it and they can feel comfort knowing that not all comedians think the same way and not all of them think that rape jokes are okay, and it's okay to make it seem that it's something so common and acceptable. Well, I myself believe that this topic is very touchy in a way, and comedians who are out there should be very considerate to their audience. Now, looking back to someone I personally know, I have a cousin. Her name is Lacey. Me and Lacey can be considered close. We haven't spoken in a while, and unfortunately, she couldn't be here with me. But she always told me this one story, which always got me thinking. When Lacey was 14 years old, she told me once when she was walking to school from home, she had to pass by a couple of men. And she was telling me that they were probably around 21, 20, 19. And Lacey was in her school clothes, her school uniform. And she passed by these men. She was getting catcalled and she was getting all these sweet names. But the one thing that she told me was, she said, you know, I didn't feel like I was being complimented. I was actually scared and I was bothered and I didn't know what to do. That right there, everybody, my audience who are listening, it's what's scary about this issue. Sexual assault or sexual harassment, all these things should be taken seriously and should definitely be considered and looked at by other people. It's a big issue that should be taken care of. Well, that's it for today, everybody. Thank you for listening to today's podcast.